plate a potential nugget.
The other piece, Ambi, I was curious about was this notion of judgment. I guess I find advertising as an interesting canvas where you need to marry art and science, heart and head. What have you learned about leaders that have a very strong sense of judgment?
I think some of the smarter marketing companies have a process of approval, right? But the smarter leaders don't let the process come in the way of accepting a good idea. They know that there is a process, we need to go through the process. But you people say that this will work. I think it will work. Let's go ahead. And let's use the process as only as a process, right? So they are not slave to the process. Whereas certain companies, what I find, end up becoming a slave to the process. You know, we like the idea, but let's put it into test. If test doesn't clear it, we'll not do it. No, if a pretest is 100% guaranteed risk thing, then why do you need us? You know, you need a copywriter, you need the research agency. None of us are needed. Right, it can go straight into search. So, and one had to do plain speaking to some clients, you know, this, because the process became a hurdle. But a lot of clients who are smarter are able to balance the head and the heart. Yes, you need a process, but you need to balance the, you know, the heart. You think it'll work? It'll work. So, in one of the chapters, I've talked about how this particular client, I think Ravi Swaminathan of Compaq, the whole process from the brief to the final ad coming on TV was 10 days.
You mentioned, yeah.
That's unimaginable. You know, anything less than 6 weeks is unimaginable. Normally it takes 3 months, and some large FMCG companies would take 6 months. 10 days, it turned out to be a damn good campaign. Probably because the client was clear, this was the brief. And he was sharp focused on, as long as the brief delivered, script delivered on the brief, he said, go. And I was doing the Delhi talk with him, and he said, look, in the IT space, in the technology space, we don't have time. You know, we had a small innovation, we had got it, and we need to put it out there within a month because someone else will copy it.
That's a window you have. Yeah,
that's a window I have. So you guys came with a good idea, and I said, let's go. And I only had a problem with the budget. And my colleague said, no, we should spend the money because it's a good idea. We should not compromise on the production values. So we did it. The whole film happened in 10 days and turned out to be a damn good film, you know. So he was a good balance of, you know, head and heart. Boom.
But even in that, maybe sticking to that, right, cost and value, especially in ad world, you also talk about superstars. We'll get to that in a minute. But, you know, I think the cost could vary significantly. So how have you thought about cost and value when it comes to big spends? The same ad campaign, I'm sure, can be done at X, 10X, 0.1X. I guess the cost curve could vary significantly. So is that something that that's something that you've built a strong judgment on over time?
There are two different costs. One is cost of production. Right. The production is very fuzzy. I mean, globally, it is very fuzzy. The same ad film, give it to one producer, he will quote 20 lakhs. Another producer will quote 2 crores. Now, are you getting 1.8 crores more from producer B compared to producer A? That's a judgmental call. A lot of clients get carried away by the star name of the director, etc., etc., etc. But one has to take a judgmental call. Say, look, this is okay, but this is not okay. I remember, I think, the Naukri story, which I write about there, and Sanjeev Bikhchandani told the detailed story in Delhi when we were doing the book launch. And he said, look, the film you presented was costing us 20 lakhs. We had only 2 crores to spend. That's 10%. A lot of money. I said, no, it's too much. Let's spend the money on media. Let's do the other option, which is a somewhat different script at a lower cost. But he said, one of the colleagues said, no, we should do this. And that's when I talk about this whole concept of failing versus failing to try. The demonstration that it is better to try and fail than not to try at all. So the media spends is pretty much, at least, you know, those days was pretty scientific, right? How much, what kind of exposures will you get? What will work? What is the threshold level? And then you keep titrating it.
Hmm.
Nowadays with digital, it's become a lot more complex.
Hmm.
You know, and a lot of clients are just throwing money at digital and hoping something sticks. And everyone says, I want a viral video. You can't do a viral video. You can do a digital video and hope and pray it becomes viral. You know?
Factors beyond control.
Yeah, totally beyond control. So, but you have clients who turn and say, I want a viral video. Hello? You can't do a viral video.
I tell people, right? It's like, I'm going to give you a dropped catch, a missed call.
Yeah.
You know? You can only give me a catch. Whether I drop it or not is my, it's not in your control.
Yeah, exactly. Except they get a missed call. You can cut off.
I know.
To me, this nugget captures the essence of the fact that leadership is a tightrope across so many dimensions. I'm reminded of an insight from Devdutt Patnaik when I asked him about how people should think about building new habits. And he spoke about the distinction between building habits and cultivating awareness.
This concept of habits is a Western idea. It comes, Indian, you see, habit is a bad word in Indian philosophy. It's a bad word. Therefore, you're continuously, another word for habit is conditioned. I'm conditioned to do it. Conditioning, that's a Pavlovian response, right? A dog has a habit of salivating whenever the bell rings. And the West has made it a virtue. Action without thought is habit. Repetitive action without thought is habit. And if you look at the many of the cultures in the West, they are like domesticated animals. At a particular time, they'll get up and run. At a particular time, they'll get up. So there is, it's this kind of a, they are on a treadmill all the time. And this is seen as virtue. You know, driving in the car with a coffee in your hand. Nobody sees in America that this is tragedy. It's a tragedy. You can't enjoy your coffee. You can't enjoy your drive. You have glamorized slavery.
Do refer Nugget 25.07 if you want to listen to this piece. While this point was made in a different context, I think the crux of the insight is that having habits are helpful, but being aware, understanding the nuanced context, and applying one's judgment is imperative. A bit like how Ambi says, processes exist for a reason, but if you become a slave to the process, then you often end up with suboptimal outcomes. Thank you for listening. For more podcast content curated by theme, please visit playtopotential.com. And to know more about the coaching and transition advisory work I do, please visit transitioninsight.com.